Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One is Mark and John's the other. They're just friends. They are not lovers. It's two old queens. It's two old queens. They're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens. It's two old queens.
Now shut up.
Hello. Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Mark. It has been 3 years.
It's our third anniversary. No guest. Just family, as
just,
they say.
Indeed, just the two of us.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
30-year anniversary.
3-year anniversary. Could you imagine? Who knew?
I couldn't. That's crazy. I was like doing a post this morning, and I was like, oh, episode 137. I'm like, that's crazy.
But it's actually more than that because
it
of the Patreon.
More,
yeah, yeah.
Because I don't even know how many Patreons. Like 2 years worth of Patreon?
Almost. I think in September it'll be 2 years.
So we've probably done over 250 episodes for sure.
Close to that, yeah.
Oh my God.
So, oh, who knew?
Blather,
we could talk
blather,
about blah, blah, blah.
Who knew we had so much to say?
Well, how exciting.
It is exciting. Are you like, do you like celebrating an anniversary?
I'm bad at them for myself. Like, I'm bad at celebrating, like, personal anniversaries or birthdays.
Like, you don't remember or you don't care?
I don't care.
Oh, I see.
I feel weird celebrating
birthday,
them. Oh, I don't care at all. No, no, no.
You'd prefer not to have it addressed.
More or less. I mean, like, I just feel awkward.
Do you not like being the center of attention? A storyteller?
I do. It feels like on my terms, I guess. It seems absurd to say
you
that.
You like to set.
I like a proscenium.
So you wouldn't like this whole like Queen's Jubilee thing. If there was something like that for you, that would be.
If I could book it, sure.
People in the street.
If I had her budget, sure.
If you could,
like, I would love to have a party as long as I paid, like, as my guests didn't have to feel like, oh, they had to pay for something or they had to bring anything. If it was like, hey, here I'm throwing a party. All you need to do is just show up and celebrate and be
like, I got the In-N-Out truck coming.
Exactly. Yeah, I got an open bar.
Uh-huh. You gotta have an open bar. I mean, if you're planning a wedding, you don't have an open bar. Cancel the wedding.
You're doomed. Yeah, exactly. So that's how I feel. How about you? Do you like a party?
I like going to like a dinner.
Sure.
Something a little
like
more
intimate.
Key. Yes. I don't want a party all for me where there's like 40 people there.
What about like a bar where there's like 200 people there?
No. And that's like we just did a show or something. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
But not just, no, I would never, I've never told anyone we're doing birthday drinks for myself.
Okay.
I've done like, hey, everyone, I just want to go out to dinner.
Sure. And here's
and
a select
I like
group of
that
people.
Level of like, because you could still, there's probably like a cap of what, like 15 people for like a dinner, you know?
Yeah, that's a big dinner. But yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You can definitely keep it intimate. And also you like it because you don't have to be, because you don't like hosting.
I don't like hosting more
I
than.
I love hosting.
Yes, we've heard.
Excuse me.
No. Let's just say I don't like hosting more than one person.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, I do. As like I live in a studio apartment now, so like
well,
it's physically
tough.
Difficult
yes.
to have more
yes,
than
that's a challenge.
One person is perfect.
Well, sure.
You know,
I've been your guest, and it was indeed perfect. You're
it
correct.
Was indeed. We had a perfect,
yes.
wonderful time.
Perfect, wonderful time.
Played some Mario Kart. Mm-hmm. Who won? We did.
We did. Exactly.
But no, I'm not a huge. I mean, I like this. This is exciting.
This is fun.
Well, this feels like there's like I didn't just like we didn't just like wake up and then it happened. Like we've put in the week. You know what I mean?
Logged in the time. The receipts are there.
Yeah, like someone who did nothing was just on a couch for a year, not accomplishing it. Not that there's anything wrong with being on a couch for you. Like, that's the, they get the same birthdays and anniversaries as anybody else.
Oh, you know I see. I mean? So you like this milestone because this is more accomplishment.
This is like, yes, we haven't given, because most podcasts probably don't make it past episode 5.
I don't know that statistic, but I'm sure that there's like a certain dropout that is pretty steep after 5.
And I think we are probably truly in like the top 1% of all podcasts, because there are so many failures. There are so many failed. But like people do like, I want to do a podcast. And I'm like, oh, this is work.
Right. Oh, we still have to do this? Right.
Like doing it by yourself, I think would be very hard.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. Like, because we are able to share responsibilities. We do,
and we're fine with that.
Absolutely. I have no issues.
The division of labor is working for everybody.
No complaints to the HR department at all.
No, which is me. I would have gotten them.
Oh, he would have gotten them. Yes.
But you know, it's cool.
I mean, of course, we miss Alec.
We do miss Alex Harchet, beloved. Yeah.
He was our initial producer. He really taught us how to fly, how to record and edit.
Yes, but now you can just see him on Instagram.
He's doing a lot of rock climbing.
He's doing a lot of rock climbing, a lot of surfing, snowboarding. That's it. Surfing in the snow.
Yes.
Yeah, but we've done most of it in the pandemic now, too. That's and we true, are in yeah. person, we should say.
It's yes, we are right now us. In person.
We're this looking is... right at each other. There's no delay. But we are talking about Boat Trip.
We are.
John, what's the deal with Boat Trip?
Mark, let me tell you the deal with Boat Trip. Directed by Mort Nathan, with a screenplay by Nathan and William Bigelow. And after Nick makes an insensitive remark, his travel agent decides to get some payback by sending him and his best friend on a cruise for gay men. As the true nature of their situation gradually dawns on them, they start to get over their feelings of homophobia and meet potential mates in the form of a gorgeous model and a dance instructor. It stars Cuba Gooding Jr., Horatio Sanz, Vivica A. Fox, Rosalind Sanchez, and Roger Moore. It was released on March 21st, 2003 and made approximately $15 million on a budget of $20 million. More importantly, it was a major critical failure. It has an approval rating of 7% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Brutal.
Roger Ebert wrote, "This is a movie made for nobody, about nothing," calling it so bad in so many different ways. Not only does it offend gays, it offends everyone else. A reviewer for The Advocate wrote that the film was too terrible to even protest. And Richard Roper said, "If the ship hit an iceberg, I would have been rooting for the iceberg." And finally, it was nominated for 2 Razzie Awards, for Gooding for Worst Actor and Mort Nathan as Worst Director, but both of them lost to Jiggly. And that is the deal with Boat Trip.
Now, we've been talking about Boat Trip for like over a year now. It's the final negative, the crown jewels.
Yes.
It's one of the two crown jewels categories. Yes. Negative 50% if this is the movie. But John, I'm curious, what were your expectations before like watching
I had not seen this movie at all. I knew it was terrible and dumb, and it was terrible and dumb.
You knew it was...
I knew it was homophobic.
It might be terrible. You didn't know for sure.
I didn't know for sure, but I knew the word on the street was it was really bad. Also, we should say we did try to do this movie almost a year ago.
Yes.
But we found out that we could not, there was no copy of it anywhere. There was no way to rent it.
Some wonderful listeners provide us with multiple digital files.
You really came through, listeners, and we really appreciate that. I also happen to have the DVD, which my sister found in a discount bin for like $5 somewhere and bought it and
too
sent it to me.
It was too much money. That's too much.
But there also were extras on the DVD that are.
Oh, interesting.
Not interesting. You'd think they might be interesting, but in fact, not interesting. The opposite of interesting.
I see.
But we could talk about some of those. But it was exactly what I had heard it was. And here's the thing, too. I almost wanted it to be badder. Like, it is true that it's just so dumb.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't even, like, make you angry. Like, I think Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry made me angrier than this movie.
That's also longer.
It is
like
longer.
40 minutes longer.
But this one was just, even though I think this one is more offensive than I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
I don't know. Like, this one is just kind of like, well, it's just stupid. Like, it feels like it was written in the 80s
exactly.
by, like, 90-year-old men.
Right.
There's no, like, I'm considering the source. Like, what do I care about your opinion, Boat Trip? It's not even like, what do I care if you say something offensive? Like, you're a moron.
Right.
So I'm not even giving you can't even bother to be offended. I think the Advocate review was right. It's just stupid.
Yeah, it's absolutely stupid.
Yeah. Mostly inept.
absolutely, like, nothing makes sense. I think you're right. Like, it does sound like a, there are bits of it, I was like, this feels like an 80s comedy.
It feels, in some ways, I feel like Roger Moore comes out the most unscathed. And I think it might be because he, at least, he's like British. And this felt like a British, sure, 70s, 80s, like,
there was like
farce,
a sex farce about it,
but
definitely.
But they never do anything. Like, they never, no, do, like, mistaken identity or, like, you have to pretend to be a chef now. Or something. Right. They just do, like, you just have to pretend to be gay and that's it. But
and
there's
also,
never,
like,
any hijinks.
You're squirting lotion
me?
On, oh, women's back. There's a lot of that.
There's a
that
lot.
That is, like,
of
a third of the jokes is that
Horatio Sands screaming,
yeah,
constantly.
Exactly, yes. Because obviously this movie wasn't written as a vehicle for Cuba Gooding Jr. and Horatio Sands. Like, and what, you know what I mean? Like, no one's like, oh, this comic duo. Like, and watching it, I wonder if this, like, could you imagine a world where this was maybe like David Spade and Chris Farley?
Could I imagine a world? Yes.
Where, like, that almost, like, it would still be bad, but I feel like, oh, maybe there's something that made more sense to me in a way.
I guess. But even now, like, if you two straight guys ended up on a gay cruise, just, like, I think, who cares? You know what I mean? Like,
I 100%
agree. You have to be such an unusual, crazy person to be freaked out about that.
I agree.
And also, I think, like, I don't think this is even that offensive to gay people. It's more offensive to straight people. Like, look how stupid you are. Look how, like,
sure,
dumb and, like, panicky.
How insane you are,
how
for
insane.
No reason.
Like,
yes.
The gay people don't. Yeah, there's, like, stereotypes, but also it's like a cruise of 1,000 people. There's going to be some flamboyant people.
There
that's
are,
okay,
yeah.
You know,
uh-huh, right,
but
exactly.
But they came off almost unscathed. I think, like, straight men are, like, the biggest, come out looking the worst.
I agree.
So of the three of these, what do we call these? Crown Jewel, Negative 50
the ones
movies,
that we've had. We had
Damned, Movies of the Damned. We've done Cruising. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Well, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. We did as a last minute thing. It's just been Cruising and Boat Trip.
Oh, okay. But then we did kind of quasi do it as.
Right.
So
we did in
three,
lieu of.
How, yeah, would you rank? What would your ranking be from best to worst?
I think of those three, Cruising has the most potentially interesting stuff,
yes,
in it. So I think it is the best movie.
It's
I think
the best movie,
I think
sure.
The way Cruising fails to me in that it's vague in two different ways. And I think it could get off with being vague in one way, but not both.
Oh, you're going to get off if you watch,
oh, yeah,
Cruising.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, and Boat Trip, I think, are probably on the same level. Boat Trip just seems dumber to me.
And in some ways that makes it, I have more affection for it in that way. You know what I mean? That it is dumber.
Like, I guess, oh, so,
like,
but I still don't like it at all.
It's like a teacup poodle. You're like, it's a little fucking moron. It doesn't know what's happening.
Sure.
It's just in its own world, like, and where nobody is taking this serious. Nobody's laughing either.
No.
Nobody's yeah, moved.
I can't imagine
this.
Who thinks this movie is funny.
I don't know. Mort Nathan, who was a writer on Golden Girls.
What happened?
I think he probably just had a script from the 80s. Maybe.
Probably,
like,
yeah.
Don't change a thing. But no, I think I would put this mid. This is like, this is a better movie than I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. I wouldn't watch it ever again.
Correct.
I was miserable watching it the whole time.
It was, I had to stop and take a break several times to watch this
movie. The digital
file
I had was also in, like, very pixelated.
Oh.
And,
I'm sorry.
Very,
we should have loaned you the DVD.
I think it's okay. So it was, like, literally hard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I missed anything.
No. This is not a movie that it's like, well, the cinematography was at least interesting.
But if I had to choose between this and Chuck and Larry, I would choose this any day.
Like, if you have to watch one of them again.
Yeah. Chuck and Larry, remember, I've seen the three-hour
You've also seen that several
I've
times.
I've done
yeah,
my
yeah.
time.
Okay, so you're coming from there. Sure, that makes sense.
I've done my Chuck and Larry hours. I've done the community service. If
the
I
receipts
crime,
are there.
I shouldn't have to go to jail.
Because
I've seen the three-hour cut of I Now Pronounce Chuck and Larry twice. In the same day.
In the same day?
In the same day.
You should have been able to commit any crime you wanted for the next 48 hours.
It's the Purge.
Yeah, exactly. Brought
it's
you to
purge
a purge place. Yeah.
I've been brought to the purge place. Yeah. So should we get into it? We're just going to score
so.
Ourselves.
We're just going to score ourselves. Has the spreadsheet been adjusted for that?
Yeah, we just don't, because it takes the average. So you just don't put the third one in.
Oh, okay.
We just
gotcha.
Leave it blank.
All right, good. Just wanted to clear so those listening at home will know.
Well, like a zero wouldn't affect the average.
Yes, it does.
I mean?
If you put in zero. Like,
I see what you're saying. But no, it's fine.
Okay.
It's just blank. There's no info.
Gotcha.
I mean?
Gotcha. All
right. We're just going to leave
good.
It literally blank.
Fair. Wonderful.
I'm in charge of the math, remember?
You're in charge of the spreadsheet. The spreadsheet is in charge of the math.
This is true. But I'll know if something's wrong.
Will you? It might take a minute.
I think so.
All righty.
Well, John, the first group of categories we're going to go into are the canon categories.
Oh, tell me about those.
Well, for these, we're each going to give a score between 0 and 100. Then we'll take the average of both of our scores.
Okay.
Oh, I should mention, we're looking for the gayest movie ever.
Yes, let's return to our mission statement.
But I think we'll do the bottom.
So what are the bottom? Yeah, we should go both give our predictions.
We love starting with the bottom.
I like to end at the bottom, but all right.
Oh, interesting. I just want to relax. All right, these are current lowest five, least gayest movies ever, and I'll do from, it's 153
to the
movies, so I'll do it from 149, because two of those are tied.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
In 149th place with a 19.07% is Sabrina, the 1995 version. In 150th place with a 16.44%, What About Bob? In 151st place with a 16.12%, Kramer versus Kramer. And tied with a 16.10% are When Harry Met Sally and Good Will Hunting.
So I gotta say,
you gotta, John.
There's stuff in here that makes me feel like this might not be in the bottom five.
No, I don't. Absolutely not.
Except for The Crown Jewel.
That's true. I guess
we'll
see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I still don't think it would be, because I think it'll probably end up in like the 40s.
Yeah, 30s or 40s sound about right.
So then even if you take it, the bottom right now are like 16%.
Yeah.
It would have to be, you know what I mean? I don't know how those numbers quite work. Like, it's not half the percentage. You know what I mean.
All right,
we'll see. This is where we get in the weeds. I wish I knew math better.
We'll finish at the bottom with this one.
Well, let's get into the first group of categories are the canon categories, as I've already said. Okay. So we're going to have a score between 0 and 100. So, John, the first category, how would you rate Bo Trip on a scale of 0 to 100 in actual gay characters?
Well, we got a bunch.
It's actually, are any of these characters developed? No.
No, but none of them are, really.
Nobody is. But are they, any of them given an arc? No.
No.
Is there a more cursed on-screen gay couple than Will Ferrell and Artie Lang?
Oof.
That is the most offensive thing. That was the most, so it starts in a ditch.
I think, but here's the thing. There's a way in which it's almost like brave in that you're not having like two like GQ models, but it's also like, but they're horrible. And like,
yeah,
have them be
brave. It's also not brave to not have GQ models.
No, I think there was a time, and I think also like Sarah Silverman's TV program, she thought she was being a little brave because she was like, oh, the gay couple, these two guys, aren't what you'd normally see as gay couple. But also it's like, but you still cast two straight actors.
Yes.
But I think there was a way in which like they thought that they were being that. But
I don't know. Artie Lang, I'm sure you read the IMDb.
Of course, he said no to a kiss.
Which is like, tool.
Give me, I mean, fuck him.
Then why are you doing this movie?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, you need the health insurance? I'm sure. I'm sure he does.
Didn't he die?
Did he?
Oh, John.
Well,
I don't think so. He might have.
I think he's someone who's been close a lot.
Oh God. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive.
Okay. Phew. Yeah, I mean, we have those characters. We have Lloyd Faversham, Hector. Sonia, the coach, I thought was a lesbian.
I think she's just open to anything.
Yeah.
Played by Liz Shea, Groundlings legend.
We stand her from Nightmare on Elm Street.
She was a little too handsy with her...
For her charges.
Sunscreen team. Sun tanning team. But there's lots of them on the cruise, but it seems like most of them are played by... The ones who have lines are all played by straight people.
Yeah, like all the people in that gambling circle that he became friends with.
Yeah, and even the guy across the hall, the drag queen.
Oh, Hector?
Yeah, is played by a straight man.
Fuck this movie.
It's sad what it makes you like. Hank Azaria looks like such a progressive choice. Like, oh, at least he had some nuance, I guess. Like, well, that character has nuance compared to anything.
That cartoon had more nuance.
Yeah. But there's lots. But are these any of these actually characters?
Well, that's the thing, too, is I didn't think anyone was making a choice. Like, they were all just like, oh.
Screenwriters didn't make a choice. Directors didn't make a choice.
The actors certainly didn't make a choice.
No. But I was almost expecting worse. I was expecting worse portrayal. So then when I finally saw it, I was like, oh, this isn't that bad. It's not like,
I almost wish, I think you're right, and that I'm this, because this movie did feel like it was written in the 80s, and that feels like that's where it could have happened.
Yeah.
And that's where like it would have made the most sense that so much of it was just freaking out, because like in the early 80s that idea
would have been more predatory.
It would have just felt more like, oh my god, this is like like such an overwhelming concept that that's kind of all you could think about.
It would have been like that SNL Schlitz beer.
Schlitz gay.
But
you almost
is.
Wish like, oh, I wish, not that you wish it was that full 80s thing, but it would be more interesting to see that unadorned, unadulterated.
Yes. As a time capsule.
Exactly.
It would have been
yeah.
But this is just like, straight guys are thin-skinned and worried all the
right.
time and little
And
babies.
If they just play poker with some gay people.
And are also terrible to women.
Awful.
Awful. Artie Lang is a sex criminal in the movie and elsewhere. I would say. There's a Daily Beast article. Just do Horatio Sands Daily Beast. Tell you everything you need to know. Mm-hmm. So what do you think we should give? What are you going to give Botra for actual gay characters?
I mean,
characters, I think. There's like
that's the thing.
Extras. And there are some.
See? But yeah, just characters. But even the gay characters are not top of the
Excuse
call sheet.
Me? Oh. The only one is Roger Moore.
Yeah.
Who I do think he understands he's doing trash.
He said he only did it because he wanted them a vacation.
More power to him. And he got a house out of it. I do think he gets the level of like winking knowing in his performance.
He knows exactly like how to play it. So he's fine. So he walks out unscathed.
He did make me chuckle a couple times.
A little bit,
too, because he's so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I think because there are gay characters, but they're so minor, I'm going to go 30.
These aren't minors, you're saying.
Correct. They're all of age. Roger Moore is of age.
Last time we checked, a 30. Yeah. You know what, John? I'm going to go 32 as well.
Correct.
So giving an average of 30, which is 8 points higher than, you guessed it, Paddington 2.
All right. Our next category,
gay icons. How are we doing for gay icons?
Lin Shaye,
I really feel bad for her. This character. It's just one of those characters that they don't exist anymore, where someone is just like so horny. They just get off by like a mere touch of anything
just,
and like,
just like a hot pipe. Right. Yeah.
I guess the joke of her character is like funny rapist.
Well, I thought, wasn't it that she was just uptight and then Horatio sort of
Yeah, but then she's
her?
Like, doesn't let him go. She has him pinned between her. Like, then she's like riding his face and as he's like
that
screaming.
That seemed like unintentional horny to me.
Unintentional horny?
Like, it was meant to be her being aggressive, not horny, but there was just this sort of horny.
Are those mutually exclusive?
I don't think the horniness was. It was intentional within the movie, but I don't think the character in that moment was intentionally doing something that was horny.
What do you think she was doing?
I think she was trying to like stop some guy who was raping her in her sleep.
Lin Shaye?
Yes.
No, she liked it.
But like I don't know.
Remember she like put her shirt over his head and was like rolling her head back and moaning and groaning?
Maybe I walked away at that moment.
John, how many times have you gotten things wrong and I just take your word for it? My God.
I don't know. I don't think it matters.
There's also Vivica A. Fox.
Sure.
She's great. Kill Bill?
Of course.
They mention Liza.
They do mention Liza.
And Johnny Mathis. Also Cruises themselves.
Do you think that they're gay icons?
There are gay cruises.
There are gay cruises, but do you think it's like an iconic?
I think the word itself.
Sure.
I do think they're a minor travel. Like if you had to do the gay icons of travel. let's just say we're doing that.
You would put a cruise. Sure. Yeah, you put a cruise before hot air balloon. Sure. But I don't think
would
it's
you,
like.
Though? I'd put a cruise over a train. Although it depends what kind of train.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I put a cruise over the Concorde. I would put a cruise over an RV.
Sure.
So I'm just saying it's not nothing.
But it's not like. But I don't feel like
what
that's like
the
their iconic gay.
Travel?
I don't feel like. I don't know. The gayest form of travel?
I mean,
a helicopter?
Just,
I don't know. Private jet?
You just can't come up with anything.
I think you've made a ridiculous thing of like, what's the gayest form of travel?
Yeah, it's a thought experiment.
I don't think
a reason to banter.
Gay cruises are not. I don't know. I just don't think they're.
I mean, it's right there.
Iconic.
A gay cruise.
What do you think is like the iconic gay cruise movie?
I don't know if it exists.
Okay.
Well, that's, you know,
but it's iconic though.
There's a lot of iconic gay things that have not been made into movies.
Uh huh.
You know.
Sure.
Like, where's the Johnny Mathis movie?
I'm sure someone's
where's
working
Liz's
on.
Where's Liz's biopic?
Liz?
Liza. I call her Liz. Well, you know, people call Martin Scorsese Marty. I call her Liz.
Wow. Okay.
So what do you think for gay icons?
Gay icons.
It's pretty grim.
Eight.
What was the song Cuba Gooding Jr. does his drag act to?
Right. It was something like...
It wasn't I Will Survive.
I'm coming out.
They do talk about I Will Survive.
You talk about I Will Survive.
And what was... There was a cruise activity because Cuba Gooding Jr. characters fall in love with a choreographer.
She's the
dancer. But they're putting on a show, but the show is put on by... People on the cruise.
People on the cruise
are. So is that a cruise activity where you go and sign up to be like, I have rehearsal every day for this pageant at the end of the cruise?
Maybe.
That's so weird.
I'm sure at some cruises.
I have to go and do work?
Well, you don't have to if you want to.
It sounds awful.
Some people want that. You notoriously do not like a choreography rehearsal.
Notoriously.
Well known. It's in our writers. No choreography rehearsals.
I'm just bad at choreography.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe if you rehearsed, you'd be better at it.
I did. When I was in a young preteen, I was in musical theater. I did children's theater. Some choreography. I was in the chorus a lot.
Gotcha. Do you remember any of it?
It was a lot of, they said, step ball chain a lot.
Step ball change, yes.
Oh, change.
Yeah.
Not chain?
No.
I was on like step ball chain.
No, step ball change.
Well, this makes a lot more sense. I could follow along. And it's fun.
Sure.
Like my dream is to do, like, the most fun choreography is like the group choreography in the Mamma Mia movies. Where they have people of all shapes and sizes just having fun. It's like not super complicated.
Right.
But we're
it's
all
easy,
doing it
but
together.
We're all doing it together and that's fun.
And that's fun.
Sure.
And you're listening to ABBA while you do it.
And you're singing ABBA.
And you're singing.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds like, that seems like a blast.
Okay.
I don't need to be lifting people up or like spinning a chair. A caneback chair, what do they call those?
Sure.
Have you ever lifted somebody up?
Of course.
Spiritually?
Mm-hmm. And your show, in fact.
Oh, yeah. Who?
I sang You Raise Me Up by Josh Groban.
And you lifted somebody up?
No, spiritually I did.
Spiritually you did.
Yes.
Did you sing it to my mother?
To your mother and her best friend.
That's right. That's fun.
No, that's fun.
We used to have fun. So you're giving it an 8?
Yes. How about you?
I'm going to be generous and give it a 19.
Okay.
Given an average of 13.50, which is about 10 points higher than Dead Poets Society.
Okay.
Good riddance to Dead Poets Society. This is the last time we're doing this scoring system, so I don't have to see that anymore. All right, our next one. The male gaze. How horny is the camera for the male form?
It's not.
Not. They are very horny for...
Cuba Gooding Jr.
For his butt. But even then, it's not shot particularly...
No.
Well... Because there's no like sense of definition. Just like, yeah, he does have a nice butt, but it's Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, they're not like making the most of it. They're just like, oh yeah, there's his butt.
Comes off attractive in this movie.
I mean, like
maybe the
models.
Bikini
models are about it. Yeah, the camera person doesn't know how to make a guy look sexy.
Yeah. So it is not horny.
I got a 5.
A 5?
I mean, is there anything that feels like... I mean, like, yeah, there's some of the guys, like sort of the background people... And they're just like good looking, but they're not even like well shot or like.
No, it just looks like people. I mean, you do see a lot of like assless
guys in speedos. Yeah, sure.
And some jock straps here and there, but nothing you couldn't find. You could find a lot better elsewhere.
Oh yes,
and
that there's literally nothing.
Like, how are you even going to watch this?
You can't even find
torrent.
It.
I found dead torrent links. Thank God, some listeners helped me out. I'll give it a 5. Sure, who gives a fuck? Give it an average of 5, which is the lowest, even lower than God damn it. All I want is Christmas,
aka Switchmas,
aka
Ira Finkelstein's Christmas.
That has a 5.67. Your grandmother's house we go has a 7.33.
Nice.
Well, that had a hunky love interest.
Exactly. There's some. There's a cute guy in that one.
All right, the next one. Entrances with pizzazz.
I thought the neighbor, Hector, when he first came in, there was a little bit.
Doing a conga line.
That was fun.
Have you ever had someone just like...
Come into my room.
It's such a sitcom-y thing.
Just walk in and do a conga line.
People burst in like doing a show.
Hello.
Well, you lived in New York with theater people.
I did.
Did that happen a lot?
Not so much in my apartment, but maybe a dressing room, sure.
A dressing room, yes. I would say that is not unusual at that point.
Right, but like
but in
my...
in your apartment.
No.
Have you ever burst in, like, singing a song?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Not the Flynn Family Christmas?
Like, just walk in, start singing? I mean...
I can see you doing,
here's
like,
the thing.
White Christmas.
I can't remember it. It sounds like something I would have done, though. I'll say that.
Yes, I believe you.
Okay, then. So we're agreed.
We're agreed. John enters a room singing, especially at Christmas time.
Especially at Christmas time.
But yeah, it's not a... this is where pizzazz goes to die, this movie.
Well, it just doesn't have any...
energy?
Yeah, creativity. I don't know. There's a way in which I'm like watching it. I was like, there almost could have been something fun here, but no. I wonder if it's... But did you find yourself that at all, like, in your brain trying to be like, could there be a decent version of this? Like, even if it doesn't...
It would have to have been made, like, in the 30s. Like, a true... In the height of the screwball comedy era.
Right. You had to have, like, that era energy.
I think that also helps by having it all be coded, you know, where it's all, like, subtext and more winky, and, like, they're forced to be more creative right. in that way, and more... And they add... better writers
right that, I mean that would that. Be funny if they had if that was the concept and they just couldn't mention it they're like we're on a bachelor's cruise like that would kind well, it's of
like,
be
you
funny
know, like a lot of Tennessee Williams stuff they're all gay but no one's really yeah, gay. Yeah, you know what I mean but it's
right
gay.
Right Blanche Dubois yeah it's a woman
yeah you know what I mean like it probably would have been sure. better than because like it doesn't make sense for anyone to have any of this like panic or even when this movie came out in 2003 for God's sake
yeah
Will no, and Grace had been on the air for how many
we
years?
We knew, yes.
Going down the toilet or the progress Megan Mullally done wasted. So what do you think for Andrews with pizzazz? I only have that conga line.
One. Yeah, that's the only one I have too. I will go, but we both remember it. I'll give it a 12.
Well, we just watched it last night.
That's true, but still.
I'll give it a 7. Give it a 9.5, which is the lowest. Next lowest, I don't know. I just don't know. All right, the next one. The Mike Pence anxiety scale. How much anxiety do you think this will give Mike Pence? I don't know. I keep going back and forth. Like,
does this comfort him or does this?
Yeah, but like the gay, I feel like he probably thinks gay people are worse or more aggressive than this shows.
Yeah, I think he probably thinks like this movie, he gets why people would think that way. Like, well, of course, Horatio Sanz is going to behave that way if he's on a gay cruise.
But then he would also probably think it's gross how Horatio is like lubing up these
so
women.
So slutty with women.
Yeah.
Sure.
And treats them terrible. I don't know. I don't know if he'd have a problem with treating women terribly.
Not that. I mean, yeah, he might say these are all someone's daughters, but I don't think he actually cares.
No. But I do think just the concept of a gay cruise would freak him out. I think just a crew, just being out in the sunshine
that's
would freak him
true.
Out.
It's true. He's very pale. He's very paler pale. Than I am.
Yes, and you're Irish.
Very Irish. I think, yeah, I think it's a thing of like, he just doesn't want to watch it.
I but mean, it's not on like, that, we're in agreement. You know what I mean?
Right.
For the first
that way,
time,
yeah. All right, Mike
wrong,
Pence.
Mike
yeah,
Pence.
Yeah.
We should, I mean, we'll probably have anxiety for different reasons about this movie.
Right.
But I don't even think it's that bad for it. I don't know.
I agree. It's like it's almost like he gets the movie, I think, a little bit more. I think he forgives it more than other people would, if
he
that makes sense.
Maybe this is pretty funny.
I don't even know if he thinks it's funny because so much of it is sort of sexual crass. And just and crass and all that stuff. But I think it's like, well, I understand why someone having gay panic.
He would have a tougher time, I think, at Boogie Nights.
Much tougher time.
Yeah.
I will say 28.
28? Pretty low.
I think he's kind of like, well...
I'm going to give it a 70.
You think it makes him that nervous?
Well, just all the sex. It's all sex focused. It's all sex, and...
I guess you're right.
Outside
I'll
of
go,
marriage.
I'll go 42. I'll change it 42.
42. Making inroads. Giving it an average of 56. All right, the next one. Hell on Heels. By this, we mean feisty ladies.
Well, we got Vivica A. Fox and Rosalind Sanchez.
As the choreographer, the love interest.
Yeah, she's on heels.
She is, but I wouldn't call any of these ladies particularly like...
I think Vivica Fox sort of is.
Or she just kind of browbeats.
That's the thing too, is like she's just our cartoonish, shrillish girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who like, yeah, we don't think Cuba Gooding Jr.
Kind
should
of like,
be with her.
She's not the hell on heels we like to celebrate.
Exactly. She's
the misogynist. The misogynistic.
Exactly.
If anything, I feel sorry for the actual actresses in this movie. Like they are, the actresses themselves... You survived. You got through it. Right. You made Bow Trip. You can now move on. You got through. You
they also,
it.
I imagine they all thought like when they got the job, it's like, oh, it's like the set is going to be like a bunch of gay guys. Like this is going to be a really fun, not creepy movie set to be on. And it was probably the creepiest, most like
upsetting.
Male gazy,
yes.
Ugly, gross, lewd set they were on is my guess.
Yeah. I just keep thinking like if this came out like when I was a teenager, a preteen,
right.
You know. and was hungry for any like gay content whatsoever, right. I would be really disappointed by this movie. If you put this movie on, it doesn't deliver in any. There's not even like a gay sex scene.
Well, or even like a gay person really comes in and like helps either of them.
Yeah.
Like that's what you sort of think Hector is going to do, is be the person who like at least is like a fairy godmother to them, who's like, oh.
Right.
But instead it's just Horatio's like, yeah, I played poker with these guys. I guess they're nice.
I guess they're not so terrible.
Right.
Like, what were you thinking coming in?
Yeah.
Westboro Baptist or something. God. So what do you think for Hell on Heels, John?
I will go for Vivica A. Fox, 18.
18. Legal. I'll go 12. It's pretty pathetic. Giving an average of 15. But you know what? That's 11 points higher than Dead Poets Society.
Okay.
All right, the next one. Chosen Family. How are we doing on Chosen Families here? I mean, is every gay cruise a chosen family? I don't know.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it's a family necessarily. Doesn't Roger Moore say something? Is he family or something at one point?
Maybe.
I'll give it 2 points for that. There's nothing about family in this at all.
You don't want to be part of this family. You want to be out of this family.
Exactly. Don't
invite
me ever again.
You'd rather be in the Manson family.
Thank you.
For the gay cruise itself, you know, that's people from different backgrounds coming together. They're a family for a week.
Okay.
You're sharing dinners with them.
That's
true.
You're
all assigned different tables.
That's
you know,
true.
And you're mixing it up and you're doing activities with people you wouldn't otherwise.
Sometimes it's an opening number you're doing with some people you don't know.
Please. Closing.
Oh.
I'll give it a 15. Giving it an 8.5, which is 0.5 points lower than Brokeback Mountain.
Okay.
All right, the next one. Macabre. How macabre is Boat Trip? I mean, it's mere existence. I thought its existence was going to be.
The existence is macabre. I think the fact that it was impossible to find, there's something macabre about that.
Like, it almost seems like it should be like a, you think
it almost feels like this is a movie that has blackface in it or something like that. Something that like shouldn't be in it.
Like the day the clown died or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like, oh no, it's just a bad movie that didn't make any money.
It's so dumb. Yeah.
Dated and there's nothing funny in it.
Yeah. There's no reason to want to watch it
ever.
Cause there's
even
like,
it made $15 million. Which seems huge.
It does seem huge. It's also at a, it was like the number 10th movie that weekend, and it was at a time pre-streaming. So it was more, people were more likely to go out and see dumb things.
We weren't.
And also like Cuba Gooding Jr. had just won an Oscar somewhat recently. Hadn't he?
I think so. That was before, that was for Jerry Maguire. That was like the late 90s. I always thought William H. Macy should have won though. That
for
Fargo.
If we could go back.
I think after his post, Cuba's post-Oscar movie, I think, was
Snow Dogs.
Snow Dogs.
You're right.
They say it's a curse. That Best Supporting Actor Oscar.
Really?
Because Halle
still
did
take
her
it.
Catwoman.
Sure.
You would? Not me. I mean, there is like sexual assault, that massage scene. Where
that's true. All of the massage scenes are technically assault.
And they also like disparage like sex workers at one point.
Yeah.
So, but it's not macabre in like a fun
way. It's just too dumb.
Yeah.
Like even him like shooting a flare gun and grounding a helicopter full of models should be dark.
Should that be dark, John?
I don't think it should.
Should that be dark?
I mean, like that's their plot twist.
Is that your directorial
tone? Like what
tone?
Was that card on the board that they were like, this happens. Okay.
Well, it seems sometimes they're doing like real cartoony
very wildy coyote roadrunner.
And then they're doing like slamming doors farce stuff, but then they're doing women are gross.
Right. Then it's like meatballs or something.
Yeah, it's all over the map.
Yeah, because there were moments where I was like, "Oh, it's trying to be like Airplane, like the stuff with the boat captain and the looking at the, what are they called, binoculars?
Binoculars.
Those are the words. Not opera glasses. Binoculars. There we go.
Classic mistake.
What is the question?
Macabre.
Macabre. But it's just not macabre. It's just so dumb. It's so dumb. I'll give it a 6.
6. But not even fun dumb.
I agree. Like that's what was ultimately disappointing about it, was that it was just like, this is just stupid.
It's not like dumb, like a movie like Cruel Jaws, which everyone should watch.
I don't know that
one. It's an Italian horror movie.
Okay.
That repurposes footage from other sharks movies and attacks for their movie. And then they just wrote dialogue scenes around that existing footage.
Perfect.
That is dumb, but in a delightful way.
Yeah.
This is not very macabre, though. I'll give it a 4. Give it an average of 5, which is 1 point higher than Paddington 2.
Okay.
All right, the next one, dramatic lighting.
I mean, they had like a drag show and there was something about like their cabins on the... But even that just felt like a game show set.
Yeah, it does look like a game show.
There was... There's like the flair. The flair, there's something sort of dramatic about that, I guess.
I guess. But it didn't seem like anyone was making a lot of like choices.
No.
Just like make it, it's just studio comedy.
Just studio comedy, just clear visual lighting.
Everyone's in focus.
Yeah.
We can really hear these jokes.
There's no mood whatsoever.
No. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, I'll go 8.
8 for the flare. I'll go 7. Give an average of 7.5, which is, not as low as Princess Switch, which got a 4. And that had out-of-focus Christmas lights. You know, that's my favorite. All right, finally, the last of the canon categories. On a scale of 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend Boat Trip to a gay person?
Not at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody.
As I like to say, I mean, everybody.
That loophole.
Yeah, there's not even a, some, like with cruising, I would say like, it's definitely worth checking out.
It's definitely worth watching. Yeah.
You know, or even something like Windows or there are a lot of other movies that you're like, it's bad, but there's something interesting there. There's something funny. Or even like, it says something about
the time,
that
it was
moment
made.
It was made. This doesn't even feel like 2003.
No, it feels like 85.
It feels like the early 80s in 2003, but they're not making a comment on
it. If anything, this movie needed more cocaine.
Maybe, yeah.
A little more manic energy. It needed energy. It needed something. A choice. More Nathan. Give him a cup of coffee.
Come on.
God. Would you recommend this over Chuck and Larry? Or equally zeros?
I'm trying to remember with Chuck and Larry.
What you gave it?
No. Well, what did I give it? I know you could find it. I mean, Chuck and Larry had some gay people playing gay roles. So in that way, I will give it something.
You gave Chuck and Larry a unlikely to recommend to a gay person. What do you think you gave it?
5.
A 3.
Okay.
I gave it a 1.
I will give...
Which seems generous now.
1's pretty bad. I will give this...
Let me just say, if you really want to see how far we've come, if you really want to catalog...
But there's not even that. Like, it's not even...
Yeah, because it doesn't quite reflect 2003, even.
And it's not even, like... No one's even giving an interesting performance within it. Like, there's not, like... You want... Like, Roger Moore is good, but, like, there's a way in which you could... Someone could maybe have stolen a scene or had a good moment, and they just don't.
They couldn't give these scenes away.
No. I think I'm going to go 1 on this one.
1. I'll go 1 as well. Just if you're into like S&M,
mm-hmm.
If you like pain,
but not even like the S&M kind of pain.
Yeah. Not, what's the S&M kind of pain?
Like more of like a physical or mental, as opposed to like the pain of watching mediocrity, I guess.
Mental?
But it's sort of.
Sort of.
It's just like a shitty movie, though.
It's just a shitty movie. I'll forget I saw this tomorrow in a few hours.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as we're done this, I'll never think about Boat Trip again until it's time to promote the show. All right, now we are into the wheel category. Spinning wheel.
So these categories are categories the previous guests have brought in. We put it on this wheel, which is an app on my phone. So we're going to spin it. What are we going to do? Spin it.
We're going to spin it once.
We're each going to spin it once, and we're each going to pick a category off the wheel,
and then you and I will come up
with a category. Okay, fun. All right. So, Mark, since we're in person, why don't you spin the wheel?
Okay, this will be fun.
Yeah.
There it goes.
Self-loathing.
Self-loathing. I mean...
Not enough.
Right?
I mean, I think nobody really has any self-loathing. I guess maybe Cuba Gooding Jr., his character, feels pretty pathetic after he's, like, dumped 6 months later. Well, he's dumped 6 months later. Then we cut to Vivica A. Fox in her place, and she still has, like, a framed photo of the two of them where she's ostensibly, like, moved on, but clearly hasn't. I guess that is what they're saying.
I guess not.
But why would you still have a framed photo of your ex?
I guess that was the telling thing of, like, hey, wait, I still have this framed photo here.
So
I guess I haven't moved on.
This movie is good.
Maybe it's a very dense, written by Harold Pinter. I mean, you could just say like the movie itself is self-loathing.
I don't think it is, though. I mean, that implies
right.
emotional investment from the creators, and I don't really feel like anybody right. cared about any of this. It clearly just feels like a paycheck movie for everyone involved from top to bottom, so to speak.
As it were. Could you say, stretching, Will Ferrell, by sending these two on a gay cruise as a gay man, that was sort of self-loathing to punish them with something like a gay cruise, which he ostensibly would like?
No.
Okay. But you saw that there was some validity to the stretch, though, right?
Not really. No.
A little bit, though.
Because I think he thought, like, fuck these guys. I'm going to send them on a gay cruise.
Right.
These homophobic guys I'm going to send on a gay cruise.
Right. And as a gay person to do that, isn't that kind of a self-loathing act?
I don't think so. Because I think it'd be funny to, like, send, like, a real conservative person trapping them with a ship full of gays.
Sure, sure. I guess. Still feels like, well, then all these gays have to deal with this homophobe.
They're outnumbered, though. That's You'll be true. Fine. The homophobe is the one who's going to be living in their cabin the whole time.
I hear you. I will go two.
Two. Yeah, I don't think there's any. I'm going to go zero.
Okay.
All right, John. Did you have anything you wanted
to
do?
I had a few that I thought could work. But the one I'm going to go with is from Ghost, and that is Bold Lip.
A Bold Lip. Explain.
So the love interest of Horatio Sanz's character, she is a model named Inga. And there's a scene where she is eating ice cream, but she has a ton of lipstick on. And the lipstick gets in the ice cream.
Ew.
And she continues to eat her lipstick-stained ice cream.
That's disgusting.
And that made me as ill as anything else that was happening in the movie. And so in that way, that really stood out to me.
Ugh.
In that she was just eating
this. Well, John Waters said, eat your makeup.
There you go.
It's one of his earliest films.
All right. So
maybe that was an Easter egg.
Maybe that was a true. This is maybe the best gayest movie ever.
Yeah.
We need to go through it again.
Inga, I think, maybe is the only one who gets it. She loves Mondo Trasho. Inga, she probably has a tattoo.
She's actually, it was actually Mink Stole. That's who it was.
Amazing.
In makeup. An amazing transformation.
I did not pick up on that, but I was watching a very low
very
res
great. Well,
version.
I had the DVD, so the image was crystal clear.
Are you holding on to that? What's your plan for the DVD? Oh, what were the bonus features?
There was one trivia track, which I started watching, but the trivia was so boring. It was like,
what was it?
It was like, Johnny Be Good was a song that was a hit in the 1950s. Like, it was just like,
let me write that down.
The most like basic, like, no one at all involved. There was no fun of, like, you know, like Cuban Gooding Jr. actually twisted his ankle on this take, but they
now
used it, you know,
fun.
Something like fun like that. None of that. It was all just like touched. Paramount is a studio that produces movies, and I was like, all right, we
could
turn this off.
Ships are vehicles on water.
There was a segment on tanning tips. It was just a bunch of girls talking about, like, their tips for tanning, but there was no actual information. Like, you could write it right now with what you know. Like, you right now, basically.
No actual
fun information. There was just like five girls in bikinis who were just like, hey, girls, you know, I like to do a tanning. And then, like, every third joke was like, just like my ex-boyfriend. Ha, 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 ha.
Funny.
You know, like, it was just that for, like, 20 minutes.
That's a long time.
It was a long time.
This just seems like one of those DVDs I would always see it, like, back in the day.
Of course.
In Best Buy. For
in,
like,
the discount,
in the
yeah.
dollar bin, but like the unrated version next to like the Van Wilder 2,
right.
The Rise of Taj or whatever it was. Just these weird,
exactly.
Like, you know, like Euro Trip 4, like these weird like sex comedies that were like straight to video of a time. But this did not launch a franchise.
It did not.
So what do you want to
that
give Boat Trip for A Bold Lip?
For the fact that she just eats her lipstick so much, I'll give it a 33.
33! I mean, I didn't notice that at all, but I'll take your word for it, so I'll give it a 33 as well. What does any of this matter?
Thank you.
Which is, you know what? Three Amigos had a bold lip, and that got a 29.33, so this got more.
They didn't eat their lipstick, though.
No.
All right, Mark, so how about you? What category would you like to pick from the wheel?
Well...
Oh, wait, is it... Oh, yes, yeah, I'm sorry.
Is everything all right?
No, I just forgot where we were.
We're in California.
Okay,
in Los Angeles.
Can we take a break?
You need to call your mom?
No, she won't pick up.
Oh, no. You need your centering stone. Charge your crystals. I'm going to go. I feel in some ways I want to tank it, but I don't want to.
I bet I know. Can I guess what category you're picking?
Yeah.
Is it slow motion boobs?
No, but that was an option.
That wasn't an option for me as well. Okay, what are you picking?
From Gremlins. Pool trouble.
Okay.
There's a big runner. The only runner? Maybe. One of two runners where Cuba Gooding Jr.'s character keeps falling in a pool.
Oh, no, that's
the
drama.
Height of hilarity. Being a, someone in a swimsuit falling in a pool.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
They might have to dry off.
But he gets rescued by the hot choreographer.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, she doesn't know anything about gay men.
Not at all.
And she's a choreographer, John.
Yeah, a choreographer on a cruise ship. Let's point that out.
Is that a lesser choreographer?
Let's say no one. Tommy Toon did not have aspirations to be on
not
a ship.
Not everyone could be Tommy Toon.
Exactly,
though.
But we'd all like to be.
But not everyone can be, so you got to take true. Jobs where they are.
Exactly. And if you can't be Tommy Toon, you go on a cruise ship.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it.
You're just saying it's not very good.
I'm just saying, put it in perspective.
I mean, they're doing better than someone who's choreographing something at some like podunk theater or someone alone in their room.
How do you know?
Because they're like being paid to do their craft.
Yeah, but if you're choreographing in some podunk theater in your room, at least the floor's not going to move on you.
What cruise is the floor? What are you talking about?
Have you
about?
Talked to anyone who's performed on a cruise? Happens all the time.
The floor moves?
Yes. It's that you'll well, do a jump and then the floor remains you. Okay.
I don't
as
like,
long as everyone's doing the same thing and it's easy and it's ABBA.
I don't like the slagging of cruise ship performers. Working, you got to do something.
I think you're projecting. Sure, of course.
Yeah, so pool trouble.
I mean, there's that. But again, as you said, like they're in swimsuits, so it's not that crazy.
But he does don't need rescuing.
That's true.
It's literally pool trouble.
I'll give it a 22.
22. I'll give it 25. All right, John. Now, normally we let a guest pick the
right, but now we have to come up with one.
Now we can.
So what do we think?
I mean, we could just go gay sex. You know what I mean? What don't we have that is like feels like a glaring omission? But also, do we want to help Boat Trip?
Well, that's typically what people do. So it feels like fair. What if there's something about like elder statesmen? Like, are you giving attention?
I mean, they literally say at one point, Roger Moore says the words old queen.
Yeah. I think like...
We could just say old queens.
Old queens?
Yeah.
That sounds perfect.
For our old third queens. Year anniversary?
For our third year anniversary, we're adding this to
old
the...
Old queens.
Old queens. We got to it really quick, too.
There we go. So what do you want to give Boat Trip for old queens? There's a few old queens.
We got Roger Moore. Who else?
There's like one guy, like Horatio Sands calls him like a grandpa. At one point...
Okay. I thought that was Roger Moore. Was there another one?
I don't think there was another one, like a white-haired guy.
Maybe.
Just take my word for it, John, please.
Okay, sure. If you say so.
Oh, God.
The boat captain.
He's not an old queen, though.
No. He's a Broadway guy, though.
Bob Gumpton?
Bob Gumpton.
He's only in one scene.
And he's been in some Broadway shows, yeah.
And Shawshank Redemption.
There you go. So
Roger
basically
Moore
Roger Moore.
Like, yeah. And he's above the line.
He's probably the reason the movie got greenlit.
Yeah, no. But this isn't Elizabeth the Golden Age.
No.
This is not the Queen starring
Helen Mirren. Roger Moore. And Roger Moore is no Maggie Smith.
No.
I will give it a 23.
23. I'll give it a 30. I feel like we don't get a lot of old queen representation in a lot of things.
Okay.
So the fact that there was something.
Gotcha.
All right, now we are into the bonus category. Extra,
extra. So these categories are just bonus extra points. It's 0 to 10% bonus on what they get. So if it doesn't do well, it's not going to work against the overall score.
I mean, but it also doesn't help, we should say.
That's indeed, of course.
Not quite true that it doesn't hurt.
Well, no, it doesn't actively. It doesn't work against. Like if you get low under 50 in any of the other previous ones, that will pull down the score a lot.
Uh-huh. Well, here we go. What do you think, John? Musical potential. Could you see a musical... It would have to be set in the 30s. Or,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, you'd
like,
have to, it'd have to be like Anything Goes.
People.
Yeah, exactly. Which Anything Goes is set on a boat, too. So it's like, oh, you could do that.
I saw that Encore, the Disney Plus show Encore. They did Anything Goes.
Oh, they
did
one of the ones that Anything Goes. Yeah, it's fun. It's a great score.
Cole Porter.
That's the one.
Oh, John,
a dream.
Listen to me.
I think it could, but you
but
don't
why?
Want it. Exactly.
Who wants to see Anna Markey at the Richard Rodgers Theater?
Yeah.
I'm really out of my comfort zone here.
Wow, no, that was
Boat
good.
Trip, the musical.
Where Hamilton is playing. Yeah. Hamilton is closed,
Hamilton's
finally,
closed.
To make room for Boat Trip.
But Lin-Manuel Miranda did write this.
Of course he did. You could do it. So for that, I will give it a 4.
I mean, you could, but should you?
Right.
Absolutely not.
No.
I'll give this a 2. Giving it an average of 3. What you know what, though? That's point... 3 points higher than Power of the Dog.
Okay.
So it's easier to make a Boat Trip musical than Power of the Dog musical.
Power of the Dog has all those mountains, all those horses.
Yeah, but they got there's Western musicals. Annie, Get Your Gun and
sure.
Oklahoma.
Paint Your Wagon.
Paint Your Wagon.
Of course.
They call the Wind Mariah.
That's from Paint Your Wagon.
Clint Eastwood, my parents had the soundtrack.
Nice.
To the movie. So I don't bite my head off about
no
cast
one did
recording.
Anything. No one did a damn thing.
That's year one bullshit, John. We're past that now.
I know, which is why I didn't say anything.
And yet, have you still seen Predator?
No, I haven't seen Predator.
See? God, I can move. I can
what
learn.
What are you talking
I
about?
I can grow. You haven't seen Predator in this whole time?
You didn't tell me I was supposed to see Predator.
It was implied.
Okay, well, now I know. I have 3 years.
Speaking of Predators, Queer Menace. Are there any Queer Menaces?
I mean, you could make the argument that them being on the boat, like if they are the main characters, so the fact that they're on this gay cruise is gay menacing.
Menacing anybody. No one's like scared of them.
But they are scared to be on that. Like,
I mean, to them, everyone else is the queer menace.
Yes,
I guess.
Exactly. That's the only thing I would say you could give it points for, to take that point of view on it.
Yeah.
So for that, I will give it a 3.
Fair enough. Begrudgingly?
Begrudgingly.
Yeah, I'll give it a 3. Giving it an average of 3. All right, our next one. Character actress makes a big swing.
Well, Lynn Shea is doing a sketch comedy character.
Definitely.
So you got to give it for her. Inga sort of is as well. I mean, she's two dimensional.
Funny.
Correct.
Like, I just felt bad for her.
Right.
She took a big swing. Did it hit? No. But that's not the category. I think just,
that's true.
Just taking the swing.
You got
it's definitely
some points
a strikeout.
For that. You're talking about Lynn?
Yeah, I'm talking about Lynn. Not Manuel Miranda. We're talking about Lynn Shay.
You're not talking about Shaft. I'm talking about Lynn.
I'm talking about Shay.
Well, then we can dig it.
Shut your mouth. I'm just talking about Shay. I love when background singers have a call and response with the lead singer. When they have a dialogue.
Sure.
You know, like in Mermaids. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
she says one point. You're listening
to what I said.
Background singers.
If you want to know, you must love where my background singer's at.
Of course. I watch it every
classic.
Christmas.
Of course. The holiday doesn't begin.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, she does make a big swing, but then, I don't know.
It's
no
such
one
like
else
a
really
cartoonish,
does.
Reductive, regressive character.
It should be in Austin Powers.
In some ways, it feels... Austin Powers would be lucky to have... No.
No one's lucky.
This makes you appreciate Austin Powers even more.
Exactly. Yes,
I would say.
Of course.
Even Mike Myers would say this. That character is too broad.
There's nothing there to that character.
There's nothing there. She's just horny for Horatio Sands.
I mean, that's unactable.
And I'm not even talking about his body or his physical appearance.
No,
anyone could be attracted to anybody. But his character and actual person is so repellent.
His character, I think. Like, I was, while watching this movie, wished we just saw a better actor try to do something with this role.
Yeah, give it some vulnerability, some warmth.
Because I just don't think Horatio Sands is an actor. And so I was kind of like, maybe like if Jack Black, like, of course, these actors would all turn it down. But you almost wish like someone who could do something interesting. Horatio Sands, I don't think he could. And I think he just was like, it was a performance that just seemed like he woke up that day and said, here's what I'm going to do. There's
yeah,
no
lazy.
Sense of like a larger story of this character or where a character, you know, like, and granted the script is not, it's not there in the script. The director's not giving it to him. Like there's nothing there, but here's someone who doesn't have the skills to direct himself. And so it's especially bad.
Yes. So what do you want to give it?
For what are we giving it for again?
Character actress makes a big swing.
Oh, for character actress makes a big swing. 1.
A 1. I also will give it a 1. Give it an average of 1. All right, the next category, witches. How witchy is it?
I mean,
is this sun tanning tea? It feels like in some ways that's the opposite of witchiness.
That's not witchy. I mean, like, is doing drag like witchy and that like you're.
Yeah, but it wasn't like particularly good drag, we were saying.
Sure, it was very basic.
Very basic.
First thought.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything. There's hardly any like women in it, and like there's hardly any like. There's just nothing. This is just nothing.
Is teaching choreography like casting a spell?
Attention to this movie. It was very hard not to look at my phone. It was really hard to pay attention.
I literally stopped 4 or 5 times to like do dishes to like wake my brain up or to like just do something to try to reengage.
Scream at your husband.
He was gone.
Because you screamed at him?
Exactly.
He didn't want to watch
I got a divorce.
Was that what did it?
I got a divorce so I could watch Boat Trip.
Has there ever been a time you're watching a movie for the podcast?
Okay.
I'm curious how the podcast, I mean, sorry, it's just us. We're just
Of course, it's just us. We're just talking.
Has there ever been a time you're watching a movie for the podcast? Your husband, also a big movie buff.
Yes, maybe much more so, though, definitely bigger than me.
He sees you watching a movie. Has he ever said, oh, this looks interesting, and sits down and watches it with you after you've already started it?
There are times I will usually tell him, like, this is the movie you have to watch. Are you interested? Because there are times where he's like, oh, yeah, I would. Either he hasn't watched it or, like, he would watch it again kind of thing. And there are definitely times where he'll be like, I'll start it, and then does continue to watch it. But I don't think there's ever been a movie where he was like, that's dumb, and then was like, actually, I love it. I don't think that's happened.
Has there been movies he's, like, left during the middle of?
There have definitely been times where he's like, well, enjoy watching the rest of this. Sure.
Like what?
I don't remember. League of Their Own? My head. That one, I think he probably was like, I've seen this enough times.
Grease.
I don't remember.
You don't remember. That's fine.
Anyway, Witches.
Witches.
Zero.
Zero. Yeah. I, too, will go zero, John. And, you know, I'm always loving someone. Where's the witch cruise?
I'm sure there is one. Witches, there's got to be one.
Yeah, they love to gamble.
Do they? I guess
love a show.
They love a show.
Have you ever performed for a coven?
I've never performed for a coven that I know of. I've performed for clothing optional audiences, though.
What do you mean?
People who came and...
Where?
This is in New York many years ago.
That doesn't answer. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Clothing optional audiences. Where? What venues are hosting clothing
they
optional
would buy
audiences?
Out a, they would like buy out a performance.
Of what?
Of one of the shows I think was a country western musical adaptation of Oedipus. And so it was bought out by a nudist group. And so they just all sat on towels and were naked and watched us do a show.
Is the show, like, is there nudity in the show?
No, it was just a show.
It wasn't Oedipiss?
No, it was not Oedipus. Although there was the riddle of the sphincter. So it was a little cheeky, but there was no nudity.
Sounds like it was literally cheeky, stage and the audience.
That performance it was.
I imagine they were well-behaved.
Of course.
I've always been my dream to watch a theatrical production in the nude.
I guess if you're just someone who just likes to be naked.
I guess. I mean, alone in my apartment or with a friend.
Sure.
I have no problem.
More than naked. A friend. Sure.
But I don't want to in public. Like, I guess you would have to, I would have to bring my own towel. I don't want to just sit on some.
Yeah, that's what they all do.
Seats,
especially in New York City.
And they're
in
wearing
the Village?
Flip-flops or something. You got to wear
I
shoes.
I don't remember. They might have been wearing shoes.
Was there anyone in the audience who wasn't part of the nudist?
Well, you could only really see the first row or two. So
and
maybe
did
in the back.
You tweak the content of the play?
We did not. We were true to our artistic vision. We were artists. We created something, and we were going to do our show.
Who did you play in Oedipus?
I was like various roles.
Oh. I always get Oedipus confused with Equus.
Sure.
So I'm thinking, did you blind the horse?
I did not blind the horse. But there's someone who's blinded in Oedipus.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Greek tragedy.
There you go.
Our next category, gay actors playing gay roles.
Zero.
Well, I figured there's got to be some. None of the main roles.
Were any of the people
But
in
I
that...
figured in the midst of...
Sure. Some people who
there's
were...
There's got to have been some
in
of
the
those
background.
Extras, yes.
Sure.
Some of the
but
guys
in a movie
in like...
where you have a bunch of roles that are gay and none of the actors are
yes,
gay...
Yes, that is
like,
damning. Yes.
I feel like I just want to give it a zero. Because the actual gay roles, like the ones that you'd be like, oh, you actually...
But there probably are. Like those two guys kissing are probably really gay...
But like no Maybe. One, were any of the guys he played poker with, were any of them gay?
I don't know.
I don't think
hard
so.
Hard
to know.
The IMDb page for this isn't extensive. I tried to look up who was playing. And there was that drag queen, though, at the end. They were probably a real drag queen.
Probably.
So that's one.
All right. I'll give it a one then for this.
That's all I'm asking for, John.
Sure. Well, you
I don't
got
know
you
why
wanted.
I'm fighting for this. Accuracy? That's why.
Maybe. Sure.
Integrity? Which sure. you love?
None
to
of this really matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give it a one. All right, next one. Themes of mothers. I mean, is there? I would dare you to find any theme in this movie. What is the theme? What are we saying about society?
What are we supposed to walk
What's
away
the
from
take
this
away?
Movie? Yeah, we're supposed to be like,
women
I'm glad
are crazy
I saw that.
And gays are surprisingly nice.
Yeah, but still gross.
And this is 2 years after 9/11. Mm-hmm. We still need to learn these lessons. No, we knew.
We knew.
We knew. We had already seen Danny on The Real World New Orleans.
Zero.
Which, are you watching the reunions?
I haven't. I heard that one's good.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next category. Drinks thrown in faces. You would think on a gay cruise.
I was trying to think of like being pushed in the pool. Is that like a drink thrown in the face?
I mean, what is a pool if not the drink of the boat?
Exactly. The drink of the boat. I mean, for that, I feel like you got to give it a one.
But does he get pushed in or just like fall in? Mostly falls in.
Yeah.
Because the second time he sees her and like kind of like she's hot and falls in. And the first time he just falls in because he's drunk.
Right.
I don't go into most movies thinking there's going to be a drink. I'm hopeful. Right.
Of course, because when it does, when it hits, how great.
What a splash it makes.
I'll go one.
Four.
Just because the cruise itself is a drink thrown in their face of like, this is what you get for being mean to us.
Sure. But even before they get on, this is another problem with the movie. Even before they get on the gay cruise, you don't really know what they think of like gay people necessarily. Like, you right. don't, like, it's not even mentioned.
Right.
They meet. They don't even know the travel agents who set them up on this are gay until
right
because that's
no one's supposed
they,
to. Yeah.
So like, it's not like a big. It's not like they've spent the first 15 minutes of the movie establishing that these guys
these are
like,
have issues.
Yeah. It's just like it's just a thing. It might as well have been like an 80s cruise. I'm like, we don't right. like the 80s. I'll also give it a one. Finally, the last of the bonus categories: quips. How quippy is this?
It's not. Is there anything? I didn't write anything down.
The one thing I wrote down, there's one point where Jerry, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s love interest is showing, demonstrating how she gives oral sex. He gets so turned on that he has to run to the porthole in his room and stick his dick out of it. Cut to Roger Moore and his date, and his date has cum on his face, right. and he says, "For goodness sakes, Lloyd, at least kiss me first." Okay.
Sure. Was that guy gay?
I have no idea. What does that have to do with it?
I don't know.
It's a quip.
I guess so. Felicia did say, be careful with those briefcases. They're more than what you make in a year.
Is that a quip?
It's bitchy.
Smoke and sturgeon. Coach's pussy just blew up.
How gay can a breakfast buffet be?
I mean, that's a stupid question. Breakfast buffets are inherently gay.
Yes.
Anything with chopped fruit. What do you think the gayest meal is, John?
The gayest meal? Something with funfetti, I guess.
So dessert?
Probably.
I think a breakfast buffet. A breakfast kind of. Brunch, you know what
mimosa,
I mean? Brunch.
Sure.
There we go.
I was Eggs Benedict. You got that sauce.
Steve Benedict. You don't know him?
Get over him.
And his sauce. He's
a real Bernays, if you know what I'm saying.
You could butter my muffin?
Okay.
Sure. What do you want to give this for quips?
One.
I'll give it a one for Lloyd coming on his face. Finally, we're into the, not finally, second finally, we're into the iconic category.
So these are the bigger, broader, more wide umbrella categories. So it's 0 to 200 for these.
I know.
All right. Just in case anyone is listening to us for the first
time. This is their first one?
I mean, it happens.
It does happen. Let us know if this is the first time listening to us. All right. The first one, homoeroticism. How homoerotic is Boat Trip?
I mean, the most homoerotic it gets is Will Ferrell kissing, what's his name on the cheek?
No, there's two guys like making out in the background on the ship.
And the background.
Yeah, but that is more than
of course
the peck between Will Ferrell and
Artie Lang,
who have no sexual chemistry. I'm sure that the shock of no one.
Oh, yeah. I will give it a three.
A three, the least horny movie you've ever seen. Yeah, I'll give it a six. Give an average of 4.5, which is 0.27 points. 27th of a point.
Okay.
I think that's how you say that.
27th of a point.
27th of a point lower, higher. No. 0.17th. 17th of a point.
Okay.
Higher than Dead Poets Society.
There you go.
We got it. All right. Drag queen inspiration. Could a drag queen watch Boat Trip and come away with a whole book of ideas?
There's a drag show in it.
But I think anything in it is so derivative, and there's better examples literally
of course
everywhere,
but there is a drag show in it, so there's something.
But even like his drag wasn't like good. It seemed like he was so, I can't wear like a brassiere, I can't wear I'll just be shirtless and be like kind of like a conga line kind of.
Sure.
It seemed more like he was like the man in like a showgirls style show.
Right.
And like it didn't read as drag necessarily.
But there's also the room, the guy across the hall what's his name? Hector.
Hector.
There's like a little bit.
I did think the tanning coaches, she did have the Swedish.
Oh, she had like sort of like a Susan Powder kind of go. Yeah.
Like a flag inspired.
There's a little bit.
Jumpsuit.
I'll go 32.
32. That feels generous. I'll go 20. Heidi in closet. You can skip this one. All right, John. Now your favorite category.
I love this category.
Is it? What is your favorite category?
We'll save that for later.
Okay. Camp factor. How campy is boat trip? Well, you would think a boat trip.
You'd think
camp,
right? There are things in it that
the gayest
feel
form of
campy.
Travel. We both agree.
Exactly. Sure. No arguments there.
No.
I think.
Roger Moore is the campiest thing about it. He's given a pretty...
He's a little
He's
campy.
The only one that seems to get it, but he's also a pro.
Yeah.
British.
He's the one who's like, this means nothing to
he
my
He probably
career.
Knows what Panto is.
He's done... Yeah. He's played as evil stepmother in Panto before.
Did you know what Panto was when they first mentioned it on UK Drag Race? Had you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
I think because you were in New York. I don't think I reached California. And I grew up with English people next door.
And they never invited you to a Panto?
They never mentioned Panto. We
didn't
have
like
Panto
you.
In San Jose.
They did not like you.
No, they knew me. They're not going to tell me about Panto.
Well, that says something, doesn't it?
Please. Imagine this as a six-year-old. I was the same.
Yes, I'm fully
changed.
Aware of that.
I was.
They probably figured you knew it. We're like, don't tell him that. It's insulting.
We don't want to talk down to him, condescending.
How rude.
But no, I never knew what Panto was until that UK Drag Race. And still, when they're talking about, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I have no idea. I had to Google.
Oh,
and then I
then
also asked
it.
A British person, and they
oh,
had to
there
explain
you go.
It.
Gotcha.
Like, there's these standard stock characters sure, they do, sure. apparently.
Right.
Speaking of standard stock characters, I got a quick list of campy things I
Let's
noticed.
Hear it.
Would you like to hear it, John?
I'd love to hear it.
Face-to-face, even.
No, it's so nice.
All right, here we go. Here's a quick list of campy things I know. And a very quick, I should say.
Very.
Throwing up on your girlfriend in a hot air balloon. A comedic musical score doing all of the heavy lifting and still failing. Any scene in a movie with a masseuse. Hijinks at a travel agency. Hooking up in the dressing room of International Mail. A comedy movie with long stretches of brutally unfunny scenes. An erotic dance sequence completely overstaying its welcome. Discovering that gay people can be nice. Having an orgasmic reaction to chocolate. Hot people being attracted to a disgusting character. Warring tanning teams. A funny pastor. And finally, Roger Moore refers to himself as a hard-partying old queen, making this the first instance of us.
Yay.
So, but that's pretty, for a movie pretty. Set on a gay cruise.
Yeah. Where someone basically does a Carmen Miranda impression at some point.
Yeah, it just made, it's like so farce sad. Isn't the most relevance or current tone comedy
sure.
form
mm-hmm.
but it really makes you wish like god any episode of Frasier has more farce
exactly.
than this. It's not yeah so what
it's
do you think
campy.
For camp
I'll
camp?
Go 33
interesting. I'll give it a 30 give it an average of 31.50 Finally, we're into the crown jewel.
All right, so these, in case you're listening for the first time, we don't rate these. We just say yes or no. It gets this category or not.
All right, the first, we have to agree, and we don't have a tiebreaker.
We don't have a tiebreaker.
It's just
so
the two of us.
This could be tough.
It could be tough. We could get into it. This could go
this
on
could
for another
end.
4 hours.
This could be the end of the podcast.
Nobody's leaving this room until we figure out if Boat Trip should get a 15% bonus, 15%, for a positive portrayal of homosexuality.
What I think is an interesting question is that the
very interesting,
the most fascinating question we can ask ourselves right now is just how it actually the gay characters are not the villains. It's just like their homophobia
no.
and their gay panic, but
yes.
the gay characters themselves. I mean, like they are two dimensional and stereotypical, but they're not horrible in that
but
way.
But they're also all portrayed by straight men.
They're
so
all,
I don't.
There's that.
I
yes.
feel like the makers of this movie. Never showed this script to any gay people. I don't seem
yeah.
feel like there felt like there were no they, gay people actually involved.
They don't know gay people, right?
Yeah. They don't care for gay people.
Probably not.
They're just as shocked that gay people could be nice.
Yeah, that was actually something that was surprising
a
to them.
A plot point.
Yeah, so even though it is, there's an argument you could make that it could get it, and I do feel like there are movies in the past we've given this bonus to that maybe did less than this movie in that way, but I still don't want to give it to Boat Trip.
Did you have an easier time giving it to, although I don't think you did, to Power of the Dog? I think that was a tiebreaker one.
Oh, that might have been.
That was a 2-1.
Well, I didn't give it to that one either, probably.
All right. What else have we? We've given it to the Watermelon Woman, of course, and
not
an airplane. I mean, you got Johnny.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what this boat trip needs is a Johnny.
That's what I thought. I thought if this went crazy, like that one scene with the boat captain with the binoculars, that had a very airplane-y energy to it, and that it was just whacking crazy. And I thought,
but also, like,
oh,
where
the whole movie had that, then that would at least be fun.
But, like, where's the bitchy queens? Where's, like, the
exactly,
you know?
There was no one. Yeah, like, this movie needed a fairy godmother or just something like that where, like, it's not just they're playing poker.
It
like,
was
it's
a 70-year-old screenwriter's idea of what gay people were.
From the 80s.
From the 80s. And it was 2003. They're like, all right, I guess we won't make them predators.
Okay, so they don't have AIDS. Okay, great.
All right, got it. Well, find and replace. They have pina coladas.
There you go.
No, that fits. I just came down with pina coladas. That's how you say that. So I think we're saying it does not.
Does not get it.
Okay.
No.
And then finally, John, are you ready for this? Negative 50% of all the points if this is the movie Boat Trip.
This is not. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Adjust your glasses.
This is the movie Boat Trip.
Oh, he's getting out his abacus.
So it will be losing 50% of its points.
Okay, it happened.
All righty.
After almost a year.
It's been two years.
2 years.
Almost 2 years
waiting,
of this one.
We have finally.
We finally reached the scientific end. So how do you think, if you had to guess now?
I know exactly. I'm looking
oh, that's
at
right,
it, John. How
at,
do you think it did is the question.
I think without the negative 50%, I don't think it does as bad as you would think it would do, because it does have some sort of things in it. Like,
right.
It has some broad characters and stuff like that. But
we
it
also,
does have that negative 50% bonus.
I also don't think we gave it anything at any point. Did it ever get over? What's the highest score we gave it was 33. It was the highest
yeah.
score. No, it got a 56 in Mike Pence anxiety scale.
Yeah, so I think...
Like, and if that's the highest you're getting, like, this
that's
was,
true.
Although so, that would, you make it, you would think that a rising Mike Pence anxiety lifts all boats, but
you
not
think,
necessarily.
But not in this case.
Not in this case.
I would say without the 50, with the 50, it's in the bottom 5 or so. Without the 50, it's probably in not quite the bottom 10.
Interesting. All right. Well, I'll tell you exactly how it
is. Oh, interesting. Please.
Out of a total possible 1,881.20, Boat Trip has scored 178.20, giving it a percentage of 9.47, making it the 154th gayest movie ever. The least, not as gay as Good Will Hunting, but it's not gayer than Death, I guess.
Or Good Will Hunting or...
Good Will Hunting or When Harry
or
Met
when
Sally.
Harry
Those
Met
are
Sally.
Both tied. Those have both have 16.10. Boat Trip
have?
Has a 9.47. So,
so
even without that 50%...
It would have been like an 18.7,
yeah,
right?
It would have been... Or like, no, like half of that. Like
no, no, you'd be double that, right?
Because it's 50%. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's not double. But then to read... I don't
you,
know.
You take 50% off of it.
Let's
so
see,
that's half
on.
Of it. So that would be 18.10.
It'd be a 16.10 without it. Don't worry about it, John.
I don't think that's right. But
well,
because okay.
it's not. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
John.
So without the 50%, what does it score?
16.10.
But where does that put it in that?
153.
So what's it in that case?
It is then not as gay as Goodwill. It's tied with Goodwill Hunting and
oh, Mary it's in
Met
that
Sally.
World.
Yeah, yeah. It's in the well.
Gotcha.
In the well.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, especially considering that. It is a movie set in a gay space, and that it is so ungay.
That's the biggest crime.
Truly.
Boat Trip, yeah. Worth the
it
wait,
right.
I guess.
I
it
guess
does
so,
seem
yeah.
Right. Well, thank you to everyone who helped get us the copy of it.
Yes. Thank
for
you.
The
your
scholarship.
I hope you're still glad you did that.
Well,
we appreciate
this was a
that.
2-year wait.
Uh-huh.
A wait? Imagine a wait for Boat Trip.
Well, it was filmed in 2001. It didn't come out to 2003.
So I guess it makes
so I guess it's
sense.
Exactly what happened.
It's keeping of the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any...
Do we want to announce what movie is taking over the Boat Trip
oh,
slot?
Oh, right. We do. We already know.
We
it
already
is
know.
One you and I have both seen.
We have both seen. This is new for this spot, but go on.
It's Roland Emmerich's Stonewall.
Yes.
A movie we've seen, and it is indeed very bad. It tells
very
the story
bad.
Of the Stonewall Riots... by taking a 15-minute detour to a Kansas farm in the middle of
there's
the story.
There's that. And a white twink through the first brick. Yes, thank God.
Rewriting history.
Of course.
So I'm I remember, sure we'll I haven't seen again. It since then. Go figure.
I have not either, no.
But we'll see how that holds up. But we have both seen that.
Indeed.
We also, what else haven't we seen, John?
What else haven't we seen? Oh, we've got some emails. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Let's talk emails.
That's my segue.
Very good segue. The first one is from Lindsay. And Lindsay, the emails the titles, but is it really a montage? Mm. And Lindsay writes, I just wanted to let you two know that you're the greatest.
Thank you.
I started listening as soon as the pandemic hit. I've been a super fan ever since. I began by just picking out episodes of movies that I already saw or loved. I've been since exhausting the catalog. Side note, the show truly gets better with age.
Oh, just like us.
That's true. The longer format isn't as rushed, and speaking in unison has been fine-tuned. John knows just how to scandalize, and Mark has perfected being scandalized. Mm. So I got desperate. I just started searching by episodes on iTunes and your individual names to download episodes of other pods that either or both of you have guested on. None of the other shows compare, but I do what I got to do.
Wow.
I leave you with this. One, I love you and you have helped me through a dark pandemic. Two, excuse me, Richard Blades, it's a Tibetan prayer bell. The end.
That's right.
Thank you. And then an otter is just a wetter, fancier prairie dog from Lindsay Hot Potato.
That's true.
Thank you. So many facts and truths in that email, Lindsay.
Thank you. That's so nice. We're glad to.
So sweet.
This has been an escape for us,
indeed,
too.
Absolutely.
Applying some structure to our day and
nice.
Fun to
our week. Something, yes.
Talk about something that totally unrelated to any reality in a lot of ways, which is true. Nice escape.
With truly no stakes at all whatsoever.
Yeah. Indeed. And she referenced that we both appeared on Richard Blaze's podcast called Food Court.
Food Court, yes.
Like a year ago.
That was a while ago.
That was a fun one.
That was fun.
You know what I realized? Because then I watched, just a few months ago or a week ago, I watched a season of Top Chef.
Okay.
And Richard Blaze, they had All Stars, but he was a judge.
He was one of the recurring judges, yes.
And I was like, oh, he really, like, and then doing his podcast, it all came together. Like, oh, he really is into, like, judging.
Oh, yes.
Which is like, he's really passionate about, like, what are the parameters you're using to judge things on?
Oh,
and
right,
he's
right,
really,
right.
Like, passionate. He's
about
also
that.
Very good at that, too.
Sure.
Which I like hearing how someone, like, unpacks their...
The process or the way they, yeah, the way they look at it. That is fun.
Because it's all like arbitrary, but he comes
in a certain way.
He's such an analytical genius person.
Right, exactly.
But we had a lot of fun. I believe we were dating who had the best.
It was Burger King versus McDonald's.
Yes, and
you won that one.
There we go.
Yes, of
okay,
course.
Thanks.
Oh, you were leading us to that. Interesting.
I maybe didn't want to spoil it.
Maybe, sure. Yeah, you didn't want to spoil that you came out on top. Speaking of coming out on top, we've got
that's
another email from Eric. And it's titled Knight Riders 1981. A suggestion for a sleeper movie that would probably score surprisingly high is Knight Riders from 1981. You see Ed Harris's bare ass. There's a few actual gay characters, and the story is about a Ren Faire group who does motorcycle jousting.
Mm.
And it's like for real, and the intergroup dynamics are tense. Okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
I've seen the
trailer,
box, the VHS.
Box. Okay, gotcha.
It is like a medieval knight on a motorcycle.
Oh, interesting.
It sounds great.
That sounds like a musical.
Sure.
Sure.
Starlight Express. Isn't that all that is?
They're trains, but sure. Basically the same.
They're trains?
Yeah. You didn't know that? It's basically the little engine that could. That's what Starlight Express, the musical,
is. There a story?
Yeah, it's a train wants to win a race, but it's a steam engine, but he tries real hard and he does.
Oh. So there's like two tracks side by side?
No, there's like a bunch of...
Are
some
people
like
cars?
No one's a car, but they're different
kinds
of engines.
But like cars of the train. Everyone's an engine.
There's like a smoking car, there's a... Like the women are all like smoking car, dining car, but the men are the different engines.
The men are never... Women are never engines.
Not in the original Starlight Express.
That
Who
is
knows
changed?
What kind of rewrite... Some sort of non-binary take they might have taken. Who knows?
It sounds terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
You're correct.
But Knight Riders sounds great.
Sounds like that could be fun.
It sounds like a fun post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, I hope someone brings that in.
You could bring it in. Don't we have Queen's
Choice
coming up in a few months?
That's true.
Is that
that's
July,
true.
August?
August.
August.
Close. Coming up, though. You're remember. Right. And then our final email we have is from Jeffrey, and it is titled Top Gun Maverick.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Mark and John. Loving the podcast and looking forward to the new scoring scheme. I'm hoping it's even more Byzantine than ever. I just watched Top Gun Maverick last weekend and loved it for a pure cinematic experience. Much like the first movie, it felt that there was obvious queer overtones. I felt most of the interactions between Rooster, Miles Teller, and Hangman Glenn Powell. It felt like they were playing some psychosexual game in each scene they shared together. I would love to hear your thoughts on the movie and whether you think it would score well. Thanks again and keep up the good work. Jeff.
Well, we have reviewed the original.
That's right.
That's 56th place with a 69.42.
Okay.
I do think I know you didn't care for the new one too much. I loved it. I saw it in IMAX, beautiful presentation.
Sure,
I thought it was a blast. I do think the new one is less gay than the original.
Sure. I would say so.
Because there's just, they also don't have the like, you know, I'm going to ride up his tailpipe. They don't have that.
There's not quite so much that. There's more of it like an awareness. Like I think in the first Top Gun, they didn't quite know what that volleyball scene was going to be.
You know what I mean? They just knew like there was like, it was a gayer decade, I feel like. And it was a more sexualized, heightened.
It was more heightened sexualized. And so that sort of
beautiful
like
people
male
beautiful
stuff
people.
Came out. Right.
And like there are definitely like super, this cast is gorgeous,
of course,
from top to bottom.
Hey-o.
But it's definitely less gay. I thought it was a blast, though. You, John?
I thought it was... I was sort of, like, surprised that people were talking... were acting like it was the best movie that's ever existed. It felt like a movie... like, it was definitely fun. I loved all the action sequences. I loved that they were real and practical, and all that stuff was great. The character stuff, like the beats and the story, just felt very, like, sort of schlocky and dumb to me.
Sure.
And so... which I think is fine, but it was just surprising me. People were like, it's the perfect movie. I cried 5 times. I'm like, why? It's like, it's
cry,
really not.
But I thought
good.
For me, for seeing it like in the summer, you know what I mean?
Sure.
To me, it is like what I miss about going to like big summer movies is the spectacle.
Right.
Like at least the studio picture, like you knew it wasn't going to be the best story or characterization.
Correct.
But you knew it would deliver in spectacle and do something that only a big budget studio picture could do.
Absolutely.
And this totally delivered on that. And I thought the action had like real tension. And
I agree.
My palms were sweaty. It was exciting.
Uh-huh.
There were things you didn't know were coming.
Yep.
So I thought that's pretty much all I wanted from it. And I thought everything else I was like fine with. I wasn't like, I didn't cry or I wasn't like overwhelmed emotionally by it at any point. I just thought it was like a super fun. It was just so funny how like it feels fresh because it's so old fashioned in a way. Like it feels like a movie they made like in the 90s that they don't make, like, where it's like a self-contained action. It's not. And at the end, it's only like. Still, it's only like two fighters. You know what I mean? It's not like I feel like if this was a Fast and Furious or Marvel movie, it would be Maverick versus an entire fleet of like CGI. And I was so glad that by keeping the stakes grounded, it's even that much more intense.
Sure.
You know, because you're still thinking, well, this is feels real. Like we're still seeing
it
like
still
real
felt
planes.
To me like the whole last sequence just felt like the end of Star Wars. Like I knew like even like with some of the visuals of like you're going down here.
Canyons.
I knew that like there was. You know, I mean, and again, like, it was fun, it was good, but it was like, of course, there's going to be that next thing, and like, oh, they're not out of trouble yet, and
well,
then, of course, this person came in, all that stuff.
You would prefer it if everything happened to plan, and there were no surprises.
No, but I feel, it's again, I think part of it is that the fact that so many people were so effusive to me made me go, it's not that good.
I don't think
it's
best
picture
or anything.
But people were talking about that on social media.
I think it's one of the best, like, who cares what this hand? So I think it's one of the best, like, action pictures I've seen in a long time.
Yes, I agree.
So, which is all I wanted from it. I'm not expecting, like, pathos or anything.
Right.
It's definitely better than the original. I would watch this one over the original. Just the plane stuff is just amazing.
The plane stuff is better. The chemistry is better. But yeah, there's just so much, like, hokey stuff in it, too, that I was just kind of like,
well,
a little eye rolling. Yeah. But all right.
So that's what we think about.
That's what I think. I do think the original is gayer, though.
It's definitely
but this
gayer.
One would still do well.
Yes, but it's not just not. It doesn't have that. And also, like the song during like the touch football game is like just some. It's not like playing with the boys. It's just some random One Direction song. So I feel like now I can finally. I've already done a podcast where I talk about Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah,
Mama wants a movie. Now I feel.
You've said all there is to say.
I've said all it is. But I do think it's the action movie to beat this. I don't know what other.
I agree.
Movie
I think it will probably win a ton of those technical awards at the Oscars.
It should. Just like the cinematography alone is like stunning. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But thank you, Jeffrey.
I
What's
hope
not crazy
enough.
Are our listeners and our emails.
No, we love
keep
sending
them. Please
them.
Sending them. Yes, we will.
If there's anything you want us to talk about.
We love talking.
Kylie Minogue. We'll talk about
her.
We'll
talk about her. I don't know as much as I should, but I'll talk about
John.
Her.
John.
I'll do some research if you ask me
research.
Questions.
Research.
Why not? Watch some concerts.
Watch some concerts?
Kylie Minogue? You don't think she gives a good concert? I bet she gives
did.
A great concert.
I bet she does.
But she's up there with Madonna.
John, that's like your highest price
there.
Possible.
True, yeah.
Does anyone do a better concert than Madonna?
There's a way in which like Madonna sort of said, this is what concerts can be. So I feel like every pop artist is doing sort of like a response to a Madonna concert. Probably Beyonce probably is like working on a bigger scale. Maybe she might be the closest.
I mean, that homecoming, that Coachella, pretty incredible.
Pretty huge.
Pretty huge.
But like Madonna's still working on that. Like, yeah.
How excited are you for this biopic she's directing?
I'm excited, but I'm sure I, but I don't have any expectations, if that makes sense.
You have no expectations?
Like, it could be great. It could be insane. It could be...
It's probably going to be both.
That's my hope.
Somewhere, you just hope it's not insane and bad.
I hope it's not just, like, perfunctory. I hope it's not like, oh, she read Save the Cat, and here's the movie.
I don't think she read Save the Cat. I really doubt Madonna read Save the Cat. She might have read the Wikipedia entry for Save
maybe
the Cat.
Is there an audiobook of it, maybe?
Absolutely.
Sure, Diablo Cody was like, well, you know.
Yeah.
It's outdated, but it has some points.
Just don't be Memento. That was my takeaway.
There you
from
go.
Save the Cat.
Write blank check if you can. That's it. So, yeah. So,
they could send us an email.
Yes. At TwoOldQueens, TwoOldQueens@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Any suggestions, questions? If there's something you think we got wrong in Boat Trip, we would love to hear it.
We also got a Twitter and an Instagram at TwoOldQueens, TwoOldQueens. Follow me on Letterboxd, where I maintain all the current movie rankings.
Yes. And we have merch if you go to TeePublic, and you could search our title. We have a lot of fun stuff you can buy for yourself and your loved ones. And a percentage of all the profits goes to the Okra Project. So you're not just buying merch, you're helping people out.
And finally, we have a Patreon.
What?
If this isn't enough, go to patreon.com/twoldqueens, and for a measly $5 a month, you get twice the queen.
Yes, it's Two Queens, the retirement plan. Yeah.
So there you go. So that's it. Happy 3 years here to
happy
year
three
four.
Years.
That's a presidential term.
Presidential term. Oh,
probably
we look so
Biden's,
much older.
The
probably.
Total amount of Biden's presidential term as
okay.
well.
Let's not get political.
Well, he's bombing time. He's really bad. I wish they had a better response. Well, that's
great.
Where we're at.
We didn't.
Everyone,
thank you all so much for
you.
Being a part of it, whether you just joined us or you've been with us for 3 years.
We really appreciate it. And we do love
fun.
Hearing from you guys.
Of course, yes.
So nice. But that's it for now. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye. Now it's time for credits. We got music by Danny Cohen.
Artwork by Conrad Shin.
And special thanks to Alex Arche and Mike Rennie.
Bye.
Goodbye. We didn't get that right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.